Welcome to this week's edition of The Voice of Support. I'm joined today here in studio by Ken Krawbuck, who is the Search Program Manager here in Global Service Automation. And with us, we also have Beth Phillips. She is the Site Manager for support.microsoft.com. So I'd like to go ahead and start today having you guys formally introduce yourselves. Maybe give us a little bit of background on what you do here in support.
I'm Ken Krawbuck, Senior Program Manager. I'm the Program Manager for KB Search. The sorts of things that I do are write down the details of what new releases of the search function need to do. And I try to describe it in a way that the developers can design to it and the testers can test to it. That's basically a very high-level description of what I do.
All right. I'm Beth Phillips. I'm a site manager for support.microsoft.com, and I handle a lot of the content implementation that doesn't require development. On the support site, I work a lot with our international site managers. We have 73 regions of support.microsoft.com. I also work closely with the program manager for release work and anything that needs to go on the site. We work together to figure out how to put things on the site.
Okay, great. So today's topic is going to be structured around search and how it works on the support site. Maybe some comparisons with some of the other search sites out there, for instance, like on Microsoft.com and such.
The search that I work on is really a service, and on top of that is a user interface. And from the standpoint of the user interface, there is what we call a general search, which is probably what most of you are already familiar with if you've gone to support.microsoft.com. It's the search box that you'll see on the homepage. And that search is general in nature in the sense that we're not telling it to do anything special. You just type in the words, you hit search, and it will try to rank articles based on the input that you've given. So that's one type of search. And I think you wanted to talk a bit about the advanced search or...
In general, most of the users of our site, probably 60%, are what we call home users, which are using desktop applications and desktop operating system. So in general, they tend to use the search that's on our left nav, which is the one that the general search, basically, that Ken was talking about. The rest of the people who come to the site tend to use what we call advanced search. It's accessible through the toolbar on our homepage, and also just immediately in the general search box as well. And that just has a lot more options for refining your search and everything. So the search is the same basic web service and everything. There's just a few of the items are handled slightly different between general and the advanced search. You want me to talk about advanced search, the options, some of the things available?
Sure, yeah. Actually, what are some of the options that are available within the advanced search there?
Okay, so advanced search, basically when you select it, you can select which products, all products, or drill down and select a specific product. If you are on our international sites, we don't see it on the U.S. site, we have catalogs of different languages. So the user can select the English knowledge base, or they can select their local language knowledge base. The English knowledge base, of course, is much more robust. So that's why it's important that the other countries have it. So that item will show up on the other regions. Basically, you type in the query that you're interested in, but there's a lot more ways of refining your search query. So there's a search type field, which is basically full text, anything you type in the field. There's the title only, KB title only. There's an article ID and an error message. So if you know your exact article ID, you can just type that in and select article ID, and it will find that and only other articles that reference that article as well.
But I wanted to add something. You don't necessarily need to go to advanced search and select article ID in order to find an article that you're looking for.
Right.
So
exactly. The full text query will find that anyway. So it's just a feature. I think a lot of people just don't know about it.
Right.
But in general, full search should find it. Same with error message. If you know an exact error message, you can select it. And then title only. Title only, you don't need the exact order, just all the words in the title. I think in day-to-day use, the full text is probably the most commonly used item. One of the things is also, if you select a search type, if you select something other than full text, there's another option called using, which is all the products, like an or, the exact phrase, or a Boolean option, which you could kind of build a little query to search. When in your search type, if you select anything other than full text, that using kind of doesn't work. So it doesn't make sense to have a article ID as your search type, and then using be Boolean, so or error message either. So that's kind of one of the things about this, the UI that, you know, we're looking at modifying that. So it's just so you see maybe more appropriate options, because basically it doesn't hurt anything; they're just ignored. So some other options is the date modified. Basically, whenever an article has been newly published or modified and then republished, it'll show up. And we have selection. You can select between 3 days up to any time, you know, a month, 6 months, things like that. We also have the ability to categorize our results under the results field. And what that means is when you select the categorized fields, you need to select one of the options that shows up in the include section, which is either how-to articles, downloads, troubleshooting, MSDN articles, TechNet articles. Actually, it says one or more must remain checked. If you clear them all, what'll happen is it'll default to how-to downloads and troubleshooting categories. Now, the how-to articles, downloads, and troubleshootings are all actual just KB articles, types of KB articles. The MSDN and TechNet articles, they're articles, but they're not knowledge base articles. They're content that lives on the MSDN and TechNet site.
So that actually brings up a good point. When you're searching the support site, are you also able to get any results from Microsoft.com or other sites, or is it pretty much focused on support and then MSDN and TechNet?
It's by default from the general search box. You're just searching KB articles. And if you go into advanced search and you add TechNet or MSDN as something you want to search into, then you'll get results from them as well.
Also, when you do get your results, the box changed slightly, and you have the option to switch between English Knowledge Base and all of Microsoft.com. But you only see that after when you get your search results. You don't see that item right away.
So it's kind of like a second chance search almost.
Right. You don't see it. Try all of Microsoft.com.
Right. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
A way of expanding your search potentially.
Cool.
Right.
One of the things we've noticed recently is that about 17% of queries in English, U.S., return no results. And so something like a Microsoft.com option after you see no results will hopefully give the user a better chance of finding what they're looking for.
By default, when you roll through either the simple or advanced searches, are you always going to get the categories like best bets and troubleshooting and how-tos, or is it something that you can toggle back and forth?
If you select categorized, you have the option to have your content split out by how-to, troubleshooting, downloads. Best bets, if you don't categorize, best bets are really separate. They're not a category a user would select. We kind of push best bets based on keywords to bring up the article that we think they probably need to see or most likely need to see. So that's not related to the categorization. Actually, categorize is probably the usefulness depends. Your most relevant article, because we show in a specific order how to downloads troubleshooting, The most relevant article might be in the troubleshooting section, which is down below. So whether or not you want to use categories, up to you. By default, we don't have categorization on.
That's correct.
So you should see the most relevant when you do your search.
Right. From the search engine perspective, we're just trying to use relevance to figure out what is the best article, regardless of whether it's a how-to, a download, or a troubleshooting type of article. And so, you know, by default, we're not categorizing the results.
Oh, actually, one of the other advanced option, when you select a specific product, by default, you can say all products, and it just searches all products. But when you select a specific product, you're offered the choice to search for results for this product only that you selected, or this product first, which is what is the what we call this product first is weighted, and this product only is considered a filtered search. So your results, when you say this product only, you will only search the articles related to the product that you selected in advanced search. When you say this product first, it'll search your product, and it'll search all products, even though you only selected one product. It'll display this your selected product first in the list of results. So you'll get a much bigger list. But it's useful if you have an issue where you don't really know, you know, for example, if you have an Outlook issue, you don't really know if the issue is maybe Outlook, it could be Exchange, it could be the desktop operating system. So in that case, that might be a useful option to select. And then the relevancy hopefully will pull up the most relevant.
Did we also want to talk about search within the product hubs as well? If you're at the homepage on support.microsoft.com and you click on Windows XP, that puts you into a product hub.
Right.
And, you know, that's a site-specific feature that we've built, but when you do search within that, it's actually searching based on Windows XP as the product by default. So
right. So when you select a product hub, in the right nav, you'll see a search dialog that's specific to the product that you're on. And you can at that point type in anything, and that product context will be, search will be launched, and that product context will be associated with that search query. And so you should see results just specific to that product, which is equivalent to doing the filtered search or the
right.
This product only search, an advanced search. So, and that is different from the homepage, which where you type things in, it'll just basically search everything. There is no product context. We did have a recent, we used to have an issue where when you would switch between hubs, when you'd launch search, you wouldn't see exactly the correct product that you were just at if you've traversed several. But that's been fixed. So you should always, the search results should always be from the product hub you just came from.
Okay. Yeah, so one of the questions that I have, and maybe this is for the audience to consider, is in this situation, does it make sense to, you know, have the product-specific search or, you know, from a user's perspective, what would they expect to see? There's been some discussion within the team for the search engine as to what's the best approach. So any thoughts would be great.
Let's go ahead and maybe jump into some comparison. What are some of the differences between the way support works as far as search is concerned versus something like Microsoft.com or MSN?
KB Search has some advantages to it in the sense that we don't have to crawl the whole internet. We don't have to crawl all of Microsoft's content. We're focused on a more specific task that the user's trying to complete, and that's to fix a problem that they have. Now, within that, what we are searching are articles that are produced by the support organization, so that can, you know, limits what we're looking for even further. But you know, the hope is that if they've got a problem and our support team has addressed it, that it will be documented and they can find it in the KB articles that we've produced. So we with KB Search have the ability to implement a different kind of search than what you would expect to find from MSN Search, and that's in fact the case. So some interesting examples of that are, you know, with a general internet search, one of the big innovations for relevance and ranking has been static ranking, and that's basically using other websites' references to an HTML document to figure out how useful a given document is. And so the more sites that refer to another site, the more relevant the results should be. Well, we are able to actually take a different tack on that. We, within our KB search, are able to use the fact that we have a somewhat smaller language set. We can make assumptions about what the user is looking for, and so our algorithm is actually built quite differently from MSN Search or any other standard search engine. And another thing that we do in the support group is we publish all of our documentation in XML, which allows us to grab more meaningful pieces of information from the content that we are putting into our index, an example being the product context that we spent quite a bit of time just talking about. It'd be hard to, you know, for an internet search engine to figure out, for example, if an HTML document is about a product, what product it's really about. We have XML, and we have very specific ways that we use the XML, so we know which products those articles are for. And that allows us to build a different kind of search experience, which we think helps customers get to the information that they need.
So can you guys give us some views into what's coming in future versions of search?
Sure. We just finished certifying the 4.0 version of search, and like with every release of search, we're trying to improve relevance. I think that we achieved that with this release once again. And in addition to that, you know, relevance is just kind of a hard one to put your finger on, but the hope is that if you go to support.microsoft.com and like in May or the end of April, that you'll see that the articles you're getting are better. But in addition to that, we've added some new capabilities for what we're calling query recommendations, and we've also added spell check, which is really spell suggestions. And so that is designed to help users who, like me, dyslexic things. And, you know, if you happen to be searching around and you're not really quite sure what the terms are, hopefully query recommendations will be useful. The idea behind query recommendations is that we're tracking user behaviors on the site, and we're determining which queries we consider to be low success queries. And then in those situations, we look to see if there are queries that are successful. And so if a user has typed in a low success query and we know that there's a high success query, that is what you'll see as the suggestion for you to consider. And, you know, it's just a matter of clicking through it, and hopefully that will make the experience better. It'll also show up in situations where there are no results. So hopefully as a user gets into those situations that I mentioned before, that they'll have more options available to them to actually find the result that they were looking for.
Yeah, that's really cool, actually. Every time that I've seen that on any other sites where I'm just typing way too fast and I, you know, miss key a couple of letters or something like that, it allows me to immediately recognize that that was my issue, but instead of having to retype it or whatever, all I have to do is just single click and I'm there.
Exactly.
Very cool.
So, yeah, there's other capabilities that we're adding. We've had the ability to support highlighting for a while, and with this release, we've actually taken the time to make the UI highlight results for you so that you can see the query terms that you've typed in the results. And the thinking there is that, you know, if a user sees their query term all over the place in the results, that they'll get a better sense for how good the results are for what they're looking for.
Very cool. Well, I think that about wraps it up. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thanks for listening to our Voice of Support podcast. For more information on the on-demand events, feel free to visit our site there at support.microsoft.com/podcasts. And on that site, you'll also see a link to a web form called Ask For It. This is your avenue to let us know what you liked about today's podcast and also what you'd like to hear in future podcasts as well. We're definitely watching that web form closely for all of your feedback, and we certainly appreciate it. Thanks again for tuning in.